Hey, good evening and happy new year. It's Larry Goins. Welcome to the bi-weekly Q&A calls. How's everybody doing?
It's perfect.
Fine, Larry.
Awesome, awesome. Anybody want to jump in and say who's on the line?
Yeah,
Linda in Ohio. It's Linda in Ohio.
Awesome.
Norm Turgeon out in California, looking forward to Friday.
Great, great. Yeah, looking forward to seeing you. Anybody else want to jump in? Some people like to speak up, some people don't, and that's okay. So what I'm going to do is, if you haven't been on the calls before, it's Q&A calls. It's not a training session or anything. But if I see a topic or something that I need to expand on or a question I need to expand on, I'll be glad to do that. I am really excited for the new year because we have set some pretty lofty goals for our own business. Our goal is to do 260 houses this year, and
wow.
That's five a week. And so far, I mean, we're not quite there. We've done three a week so far, but that's okay. We've got a lot of things in the works that I can see it's going to get us there. And, in fact, for those of you who are on the call that are going to be at the three-day training event this weekend in Charlotte, I've got a special bonus session that I'm going to do for you guys about some of the things that we're doing, which is going to play a huge part in our meeting our goals of the 260 properties this year. So appreciate your business, and anybody you want to jump in and have a question you'd like for me to answer?
I got a bunch of questions, but that's because I haven't been to your basic, and I'm signed up for the Inner Circle in February, so I just have a bunch of questions as I've listened through to – I've read through the book and listened to all the CDs and all that a couple times.
Good.
And so I just have just a lot of individual questions. One would be as far as picking an area, you pretty much do – mostly in the South, but it's strictly not limited to the South, isn't that right?
Well, just to give you an idea, I have done 11 deals in 11 different states right from my office, but I focus right now on the Carolinas, and about the second week of December, I just added Virginia and Alabama. And I'm getting ready to add Georgia, Tennessee, and Kentucky. But just in the last few weeks, because we took the last 2 weeks of December off, so just in the last few weeks I've got three deals under contract in Alabama and one under contract in Virginia. And that's my first venture into other states outside of the Carolinas on a consistent basis. I have done deals in 11 different states, but it's been on a kind of case by case. Somebody would send me a deal, or I would find a deal or something, but we're really starting to focus consistently on seven different states, and that's going to be North Carolina, South Carolina, Alabama, Georgia, Virginia, Tennessee, and Kentucky. And what we do is we always start by doing HUDs in those areas and then branch out to other sources after we kind of get a feel for the market. So I try to answer your question about what market, I try to pick a market that there's not a ton of competition in. That's kind of my...
Yeah, that was kind of what I was thinking, Larry, is that let's say I wanted to jump in if I was thinking you... If I was to do the Carolinas, you guys are there already. You know how
well,
you're in California.
It's okay. Listen, I can't get them all. There's plenty of deals to go around. Please don't.
But wouldn't
let
it be
that...
like? Wouldn't they get like? You know, seeing how we're basically using the same percentages and all, wouldn't they get like six offers for the same percentage and that sort of thing? And
well, don't get me wrong. I can't make an offer on every property in North Carolina or South Carolina or
but
Georgia
you got
or Alabama.
You have what, four or five people working for you, right? Doing that.
Well, I've got a VA making offers on HUD in Alabama. I got a VA making offers in Georgia and a VA making offers in Virginia. And then I have one guy that used to work in my office, but he's gone out on his own, but he's actually analyzing and making offers on the HUD houses in the Carolinas. We have 5 HUD houses in North and South Carolina under contract right now. And then we have other sources as well. But there's no way. I can't get them all. I mean, I got friends that do deals all over in other areas, in Indiana, in Tennessee, in Atlanta, Georgia. And, you know, it doesn't make me nervous because, I mean, I know they can't get them all and I can't get them all and you can't get them all. So please don't think that.
Bumping into each other all the time, in other words.
No. I guess maybe I should clarify when I say go into areas that there's not a lot of competition. What I meant by that was not other investors. What I meant by that was don't go into the areas where there's a tremendous amount of volume in the amount of buyers buying properties and forcing up the values. Maybe what I should have said was like the hot markets, like parts of California or Phoenix or Las Vegas or, you know, parts of Florida, you know, where there's just a lot of support in the market and people are bidding up the prices.
Right.
I like to go where you can still get a pretty decent deal. I'll give you guys a quick example. You'll like this. We just got a HUD house under contract in Alabama. I think it's called Livingston, Alabama. I can't remember. But anyway, it's a 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath brick ranch house on 5 acres of land, and it was listed for $90,000, and we got it under contract for $25,500. So even if we just put it back on the market at $39,900, that's half of what the list price is. And We should be able to move that property pretty quick. So the deals are out there. You just have to make offers to be able to get them. So I know that was a long roundabout way of going to answer your question about what market, but I hope that really helped.
So as I'm thinking about doing something, I've been trying to figure out where I might go that would be other than where you guys are.
Yeah, I wouldn't even worry about that. You don't have to go where I'm not. You know, I wouldn't be concerned about that because I've got a lot of friends that do a lot of deals, and some of them are right here in the Carolinas. And there's deals to go around for everybody.
Yeah, didn't I hear somewhere that you guys do like 2,000 to 3,000 offers a week or something, your group?
Well, we do, but you got to remember that includes making an offer on every HUD house every day.
Yeah.
So, you know, there might be 500 offers a day just right there.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Just in the HUD. So I wouldn't be too concerned with that.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. I hope that helped.
Sure. Like I say, I'm one of these guys, unfortunately, that analyzes everything and tries to figure out the best way to do things. And
that's okay. Just don't get paralysis of analysis and overanalyze.
Yeah, I know. That's,
it and don't
that's,
do
that's
anything.
Always the case. Is, you know.
Yeah. Please don't
happens.
Do that.
But
please don't do that because some of your education is in the experience. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, in my particular case, I've had plenty of experience. I've bought plenty of houses, but it's all 30 years ago,
yeah.
And I need to get back into it.
But that's okay. That's okay. It's all good. It's all good. Cool. Well, good. Well, I know you have a lot of questions. Let's just see if anybody else has a question that they want to jump out in here and see. Anybody else have a question you want to throw out? Okay, Norm, you got another one?
Okay, sure. In looking at areas, I heard you mention like Atlanta and you mentioned maybe a town called Livingston. Can you discuss for a few minutes population, what size you think is a good size, not a good size, and so forth?
Okay, if you're looking at a specific area that you want to buy property in,
No, actually, I'm trying to be more. I'm trying to go the other way and trying to be more open to greater areas. So I'm not stuck with one local place because I'm in California, so I'm pretty much not too much going on out here that I can do. That I
right,
think.
I'm with you.
I'm into the. I'm into the. What sold me on the seminar was that concept of the 5,000 around selling for 30 on a note.
Yeah.
And that's the appeal because that makes it pretty much anybody could get into the game.
And I do a lot of houses like that. I just got a house under contract in Virginia for $8,100. It was listed for $30,000.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Let me see here. I'm going to give you some criteria for picking a market.
Yeah.
If you'll give me just a second here how to pick a market. Okay. Depending on what price range you want to have, you want to go to a website called city-data.com. City-data.com. And and for there, you can look up the home sales and the prices. And if you're wanting to do the Filthy Riches model, you're going to look for median home prices that are fairly low compared to other states. And in picking a market, and I tell this to people no matter what kind of business they're going to do, whether it's the Filthy Riches or whatever, but if you're going to pick a market that has at least 1 million-plus population in the MSA. MSA stands for Metropolitan Statistical Area. Like Charlotte has its own MSA. You know, Charlotte is a city. Charlotte, North Carolina is a city, but it has an MSA of like all the little small towns right around outside of Charlotte. And you want to look for one that has that's not flat, but has a little appreciation, not a lot of appreciation. Now, if you find one that has low prices, low median prices, then that's going to be good for landlords and good for seller financing. And I also believe that you want to find older cities. You know, like if you go into, an older city would be like Pittsburgh, okay, Memphis, Atlanta. A newer city might be something like Las Vegas or Phoenix, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And some other things that you want to look at, you can, if you're really concerned and if you're really an analytical type person like you said you are, you can go to B as in boy, L as in Larry, S as in Sam, .gov to find unemployment information. And you can also check out local rents and the MSA numbers at Zillow.com/local-info.
Okay.
Zillow.com/local-info.
Okay.
And if you also want to look up the population information, because I'm a firm believer in picking an MSA that has at least 1 million-plus in population, you can check that info out at FHFA.gov. F is in Frank, H is in Henry, F is in Frank, A is in Apple, .gov to look up city, information, population, that sort of thing, census information, rental information, all that good stuff. But there again, please remember, don't get caught up in paralysis of analysis.
Yeah, I understand. It's easy to do. I found in the past by doing that, I found very unique areas to do things that have just been, I'm the only one fishing in the pond, and that's where I've had good luck that way in the past.
There you go. That's good. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. But, I got to tell you guys something. There, last year, my numbers went down in my houses, okay? I didn't do as many deals last year as I did in 2013. But it was because of some mistakes we made in thinking that we needed to pull in and only work around in the MSAs, and then we started pulling in and only working some MSAs close to us, and we just we did some other things that just we made some mistakes. And
mm-hmm.
now what we're doing is expanding. We're expanding our territory. We're enlarging our territory where a lot of our properties are HUD properties. So we just got to thinking, okay, HUD is shrinking. You know, the number of properties used to be around 400 on an average day in the Carolinas. Now it's around 200. So if a big majority of our property is HUD, why not just expand the areas that we make offers on HUD houses? Because even mm-hmm. in the Carolinas, we don't go look at it. So what do we care if it's in Charleston, South Carolina, or Birmingham, Alabama? We don't really care because we're not going to look at it anyway. So,
gotcha, yeah.
Yeah, so.
So what? And so, but the areas for the Filthy Rich's houses, there's still some areas left for that?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Remember I just told you I just got a house under contract for $8,100
yeah.
in Virginia.
Okay.
My first
yeah.
one in Virginia. Yeah. So, yeah, you don't have to worry about that. And I'm going to give you guys a website here. I've started hiring people to put out signs for me, too, the I Buy Houses signs. I'm going to try to find this website here. If I can't find it, I'm going to do a little bit of searching here until I do find it. Here we go. Guys, I'm going to give you this website, and this right here will blow you away. There's a company out there that for around $18, they will send somebody out to the house to take pictures of the entire interior and exterior of the house, and they'll take a picture of all four sides of the house, any garage or outbuilding, every room, any mechanical items, all four sides of the house, any repair areas. If there's a hole in the wall, they'll take a picture of it. If there's a hole in the ceiling, they'll take a picture of it. If the cabinet, well, something's matter with the cabinet, the door's missing or hardware's missing, they'll take a picture of it. And they'll do all that for around $18. And they'll do it pretty much just about anywhere. If they don't have people in the area, they'll recruit them. And this website is BPO Photo, PHOTO, Flow, FLOW.com. It's BPO, as in Broker Price Opinion, Photo Flow, PHOTO, FLOW.com. I actually talked to one of the owners today, Joe. And let me tell you guys how I found this website. This will blow you away. I'm always searching around and looking and trying to learn. The way I come up with so many ideas is I just look around and pay attention to what other people are doing, and then
sure.
I add it to what I'm already doing. So I'm on Craigslist one day looking for people advertising for people to do work for them. I'm on Craigslist just looking for people advertising in the service area. And there was a company advertising to go take pictures of houses.
Hmm.
So, I mean, and that's not unusual because I advertise for people to go take pictures of houses for me. But I always like to see what people are doing and what their ad says and all that. So I clicked on this, and this was this company. And I couldn't believe it. They recruit people all over to go take pictures of houses. And they probably pay them, I don't know what they pay them, $5 or $10 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it might be $10 a piece, I don't know. But it blows me away because people will go and do that. I know they'll go and do it because I pay people $1 a sign to put out a sign. And
wow.
and they do that. So they go out and take a look at the house and take pictures of it. I would imagine this company pays their contractors probably $10. I couldn't imagine somebody doing it for five. But for $10, they go out there. But $10 doesn't sound like a lot of money. But if they're giving them 20 of them a day to do, that's $200 a day.
Hey, Larry, have you heard of Fiverr?
Yeah, Fiverr, yes. I have heard of Fiverr.
Okay, yeah, we're, you know, for $5, people will do things for you for $5.
That's true. That's true. Now, but the thing you got to remember is most of the things that I've seen advertised on Fiverr, in fact, all of the things I've seen advertised on Fiverr is things that they can do from their location, not like driving out to put a sign out or to take pictures of a property.
Okay.
Yeah, I've never seen anybody that would advertise or that has advertised that they'll go out and do something in a specific geo area.
Gotcha.
But if you want somebody to go, say you get a house under contract in Memphis, Tennessee, you just get on Craigslist in Memphis, Tennessee, and run an ad under the gigs section for somebody to go and take pictures of your property. And what we do is, here's what we do. You're going to love this. Now, of course, we pay people $1 per sign to put out. So if we get a property under contract and we need pictures taken of that property, what we do is we send that contractor or that person 10 for sale signs that have an arrow on it, and it says foreclosure, it has the price on it, we handwrite the price, and it has our phone number. And we send out 10 of those signs to that person. They put those 10 signs around the neighborhood of the house, advertising the property for sale. That's $10 right there.
Mm-hmm.
Plus we pay them $25 for taking pictures of the house. So that's $35 right there. And then I tell them, hey, if you'll just put out some I Buy Houses signs on your way to the house, you could turn it into a $50 to $100 gig for one property.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't believe it. I run ads on Craigslist all over the Carolinas to get people to put signs out for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just looking today. Since December the 7th, I've had 354 responses.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's crazy. I've probably got out, I don't know, I'm guessing I probably have out so far, because I make them sign an independent contractor's agreement and a hold harmless agreement and give me a W-9. And before I send them signs. And I send them their first order, I only send them 25 signs. But after that, I'll send them 100 signs because I don't want to waste 100 signs on a brand new person that I don't know if they're going to put them out or not.
Yeah.
Once they put those signs out and I see that they've done it, then I'll send them $25 and I'll send them 100 signs next time. I got one guy that's here local. He put out the 20. He came by the office, picked up 25 signs. He was back at the office in about an hour. He picked up 100 signs. He was back the next day. Well, I know this guy's serious, so I gave him 250 signs the next time.
Hmm.
Yeah, he was fired up.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I know I got kind of off topic, but I hope that was really some good information and content for you guys. So did that help answer your question? Quite frankly, I don't even remember what your question was. But
well,
I hope
it was
that
really a question
it.
Of population. I had a bit of a curiosity as to why an MSA of that large, how you happened to pick that. Is that more coincidental, or did you try lower MSAs that didn't work out?
No, it's the reason I picked that arbitrary number is that, you know, if you're only going to work a few, one or a few MSAs, you want it to be fairly decent size. So that's the reason I picked that.
Okay.
You know, because if you're only going to work, you know, a few areas, you want to make sure you got enough inventory to choose from. So,
you gotcha.
Yeah, I do remember your question now about picking a market. So I got off on a long tangent about that, but I hope it really helped.
Oh, and that's all that stuff. All that
it's
stuff
all
is good.
Good. Cool. Anybody else have a question you want to throw out?
What does MSA stand for again?
I'm sorry?
What does MSA stand for?
That's a good question. It stands for Metropolitan Statistical Area. Did you get that?
Yes, but it's the right statistical area.
Yeah, Metropolitan Statistical Area. And there's ways you can, I mean, you know, when you have some time, just sit down on the computer and Google search best MSAs for real estate appreciation, best MSAs for rental properties, best rental cash flow, residential property, MSA. You know, there's all kind of things you can Google and find information on. Google will tell you anything you want to know.
And Google recognizes the letters MSA?
It should, yeah.
Okay.
It should. Google will even let you know if you don't know how to spell. Anybody else have a question you want to throw out? Now, you guys know if you happen to think of something after we hang up tonight, you can always email me anytime you want to by sending me an email to larry@larrygoins.com and just put Inner Circle in the subject line. I answer those emails every day, and I answer them first before any other emails that I have. So just please remember that. If you think of any questions in between these, you can always email me anytime you want to, and I'll answer it as soon as possible.
You know that LarryGoins@LarryGoins.com?
No, it's Larry@LarryGoins.com.
Oh, that's what I meant to say. That's what I've written down, but...
Oh, okay.
Larry at Liverpool. Okay.
There you go. And that'll reach me personally. Nobody else checks that email but me. So you can rest assured that I am the one personally responding to you.
And the subject, it's Inner Circle, right?
Yeah, just put Inner Circle in the subject line. While I'm right here on the phone, I've got somebody else that has responded to my Craigslist ad to put out signs.
Wow.
That's wild. I get tons of people responded to this. It blows me away how many people are out there willing to put signs out for a dollar. Now, don't get me wrong. Sometimes I get people that cuss me out. I mean, I've probably had, out of 354 responses, I've probably had five that have said, you know, something like, put them out your own self. You know, cheapskate, I mean, but they use a lot more harsh words than that.
Sure.
You know, or why would I want to do that for you, make it a dollar? Well, see, what they don't realize is, and I did update my ad to say this, but what they don't think about is if you put them out at intersections, you can put four signs out at an intersection. You know, that's $4. You drive to the next intersection, you put out another four. That's another $4. If you hit 4 to 5 intersections in an hour, that's $16 to $20 an hour. And you don't have to drive very far either. I've had people cuss me out and say, yeah, but who's going to buy my gas? You know, what doing that, you don't have to drive very far. Plus, pretty much everybody gets in the car every day. So why not just stop on your way to wherever you're going? Leave a few minutes early and put out some signs. So, anyway, I've had people that live in a certain area and put signs out, but, like, travel, go for a weekend somewhere, and they'll fill their trunk up with signs and take them and put them out on the way to wherever it is they're going, whether it be a small vacation or going to visit a relative or whatever. I've even had people tell me, hey, I'm going out of state over here, I travel here. I've had some people that have a full-time job, but maybe their full-time job involves traveling. You know, I had one person that was a delivery person, and they wanted to take some signs with them on their delivery route and put them out.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's great. So I think we mailed out 1,800 signs this week to people. to send out. But that's a really, really good source for finding deals right now. But anyway, anybody have any more questions?
I got one more. Just what about with the HUD houses? You know, you have to find a real estate agent, but you got to find somebody willing to put out an awful lot of offers. How do you do that?
Well, here's what I do. Okay, I talk to enough agents to find an agent that's willing to work with me if I do all the work. Because if you want the agent to sit there and submit those offers every day, all day long, they just won't do it. They'll burn out. So what
right.
I do is like if I'm going into a new state, like for example, I just started in Alabama. So I hired me a $3 an hour virtual assistant off of Odesk, and we spent about an hour with him on the phone showing him how to analyze our deals based on our criteria. Now, he already knew real estate and really already knew how to analyze, but we spent a little bit of time with him just showing him what we're looking for. So all he's really doing is exporting the entire spreadsheet for every HUD house that's available to investors every day in Alabama, and he's taking them one at a time, and it takes him about 6 minutes to analyze a deal. He pulls the comps, pulls the rent comps, drives the street on Google Maps, looks at the previous history, looks at all the pictures, gets a ballpark idea of repairs, and puts a number on it. When he puts a number on it, then he puts it on the spreadsheet that we have in Google Docs. Once he puts that number on it, then that number stays there, okay? So he doesn't have to redo that again. Well, what happens is we have another virtual assistant, and all she does is look at that spreadsheet every day and submit offers based on the number that's in that offer amount on the spreadsheet that the other VA plugged in. So she's the one that's really making the 2,000 to 3,000 offers a week. She's the one that's putting all the offers together.
And she uses a license? This is a license? Or is she just an unlicensed assistant for a
She is just
person?
An unlicensed assistant, but what we do is we're talking to realtors and asking them, you know, How would you like it if we were to make a lot of offers? I wouldn't even say make a lot of offers. I would say, you know, I'm looking for an agent to be my buyer's agent, you know, and you don't really have to do any work. I'll do all the work, but I'm looking for a good buyer's agent that I can submit all my offers through. Is that something you would be interested in doing? You know, if I did all the work for you. Now, here's the other thing. Once you kind of get them accustomed, start talking to them a little bit, and then here's what I tell them. Say, look, I'll do all the work. You don't have to do anything, okay? I'll submit all the offers. I'll do everything. But here's the thing. I can't pay you your full commission. All I can pay you is $250 per closing. Now, they're going to get the buyer's agency side. If you have a buyer's agency, say there's a 6% commission, okay? Let's just say there's a $1,500 commission on a house. Well, $750 of that goes to the listing agent, and $750 goes to the buyer's agent. Well, think about this. If you submit your offer through the listing agent, they're going to get the whole $1,500.
Mm-hmm.
But if I have my buyer's agent and I tell my buyer's agent, I'm only going to be able to pay you $250, but we'll make it up in volume, and it'll be like found money to you because you don't have to do anything anyway. Well, now you've got the listing agent making $750 and your buyer's agent made $250. That's $1,000. HUD is going to net an extra $500 on your offer versus anybody else that makes an offer. So my offer could be the exact same as another investor, but they would accept my offer over theirs because HUD will net more. It's all about the net to HUD. What is
right.
HUD going to net? So I can get more offers accepted by doing that and end up beating out the competition. Does that make
don't
sense?
Don't they send the, if they accept a bid, don't they send that to the agent and he's got to respond to it in 48 hours or something like that?
That's a really good point. And what we do is we tell them that we set up a special email address to use where they have access to it and we have access to it, where we can log in and they can log in. But we tell them we'll do all the work. But now the realtor does have to sign the documents. So what we do is we'll print everything out, we'll sign it, we'll get everything ready, and then send it on over to the realtor for them to sign it and send it to the asset manager.
And that's got to be done all in that 48 hours, though, right, pretty much?
That's right. That's
yeah.
right. You're absolutely
okay.
right.
Okay.
But that's the way we do that. We just, you know, we find the agents by making offers and talking to agents and finding the right one.
Yeah. That seems like it may be difficult to do, but maybe it isn't after a while.
No. Hey, everything is sales. You just got to get on the phone and talk to them. You know, if you get on the phone and say, hey, I'm looking for a realtor that'll take $250, you know, for their buyer's agency fee, and I want to hire a VA in the Philippines to log in through your NAID number and make offers. Well, there's no way they're going to do that.
Yeah.
But if you work your way up to it, that ends up what's happening.
Yeah.
But,
okay, yeah.
You know, but they're not going to say yes if you present it that way.
Gotcha, yeah. I understand,
yeah. Exactly. Yeah, you know how to do that.
Yeah.
Cool. Anybody else have a question you want to throw out?
Hey, Larry. That last little bit that you were talking about with the HUD and the realtor, is that in your HUD book or in the Filthy Riches material?
Is the I'm sorry, what was the question again?
Okay, that information you said about how working with HUD and the realtor, I kind of understand a little bit of it, but I need to kind of refresh my memory.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it is in the HUD book.
It's in the HUD book. Is it also in Filthy Riches?
It's not in Filthy Riches about dealing with HUD, because that's a HUD-specific item, and Filthy Riches is about, you know, more of a model of buying and selling rather than just buying from HUD. But it is in the HUD book and some of the HUD bonuses. In fact, I have my spreadsheet in the HUD bonuses. If you don't have that book, just go to freehudbook.com and download it.
I do have the HUD book, but I don't know if I have – what's the website you get the bonuses on?
If you look in your in the book, if you look at – I think it's hudhomeshalfoff.com, but in the book it tells you the exact web page to go to and the password to enter to be able to get all your bonuses.
Okay.
But when you go to hudhomeshalfoff.com, there'll be a place there that says, you know, already own the book, click here to get your bonuses. And then that's where you enter your little whatever you call it.
Password
or whatever that it mentions all throughout the book.
Okay.
But the password is HUD1, H-U-D and the number 1, just so you know, so you don't have to look
okay.
it up.
I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, I hope that helped. Good. Anybody else have a question? You guys have had some really good questions tonight. This has been some good conversation. I hope you guys got a lot out of the answers.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Good. Cool. Anybody else have a question you want to throw out? Anything you're working on, any challenges you're having, any of that stuff?
Anything particular I'm coming to the weekend seminar. Anything particular to work on to be better prepared for that?
Are you talking about this coming weekend in Charlotte?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. No, I can't really think of anything that you need to bring to be prepared for that. I'm going to be talking about a lot of different things that we're doing and some things that we're not doing, but in that seminar type of environment, I got to be able to have information for newbies as well as experienced people. So I'm going to be covering a tremendous amount of information. So just be ready to take a lot of notes, because it is going to be like drinking from a fire hydrant.
No problem. We'll take all you can send us.
Yeah, there you go.
Did you have an inner circle phone call for people in Inner Circle as well as this one? Or
say that
one?
Again?
Do you have a separate biweekly call for Inner Circle people?
This is my biweekly Q&A call for Inner Circle people.
Oh, this is it. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. No, that's okay. That's what this is, though.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, the only people that are on here are Inner Circle members.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm going to do a special session at the 3-day on
mm-hmm.
Saturday night, where I'm going to be talking about some of the things that we're doing to generate a ton of leads. In fact, I got to tell you guys, I looked it up today, and I have 277 new buyer leads in my database, and I have over 300. I can't remember the exact number, but it's like 330 or 40 or something seller leads in my database. Is that crazy or what?
Wow, that's great.
And this is not even HUD we're talking about. We're talking about unadvertised individual properties. And I am recruiting like crazy to bring people in to work these leads on commission only. We just had a guy start today, and in fact, I'd had so many leads, I had talked to a couple of guys that used to work for me and asked them if they would like to work some of these leads to help us out if they're not too busy. And I got one guy that's been helping us out, and he got one property under contract recently. But I'm running ads on Craigslist steadily to hire people to help us with all these leads that we have. Of course, that's a good problem to have, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. But I'm going to be sharing with you guys at the event exactly what I did to generate that many leads. And that's all been since December. In fact, I've had 97 leads. 97 of those leads have come in the last 7 days. Is that crazy or what?
Terrific.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to show you guys exactly how we do that. So anybody else have a question you want to throw out?
I have a general question. And people who buy houses, is it fairly average to say perhaps 30% of buyers, you know, don't qualify, so they need to go through some kind of a owner contract? Is 30% of probably a good number in most places?
Well, it really just kind of depends on what you're marketing for. If you're marketing for, you know, owner will finance, you know, low down payments to fit your budget, seller financing, no bank qualifying, you know, then that's the kind of buyer you're going to attract. But if you're putting out signs that say, you know, handyman special, fixer-upper, cheap, all cash, then you're going to attract the cash buyers. And it just depends on your marketing. And so one of the things that you can do that we've done before is we'll tell people we have a finance price and a cash price.
Right.
Our finance price might be $39.9. Our cash price might be $35 or $30. It just kind of depends. There's another company out there that does that, and I really like their model. The only thing I don't like about their model is they're buying bulk properties, and then they're selling them on land contract, but they're selling them with back taxes and liens and judgments and things like that. I don't know about judgments, but back taxes and code violations. But I really like their model and the way they market and advertise their properties, and I'm going to give you guys their website so you can check it out. It's Castle, I believe it's Castle Rock, R-E-O, Castle Rock, R-E-O, and .com. And, but they'll have signs out that say, you know, $1,500 down, $500 a month, or $29,900 cash. But the $1,500 down and $500 a month might be based on a price of $40,000 or something.
That's good, yeah.
So that, or they might have something on their sign that says call for cash price.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one way of looking at it. But what we do is we, you know, we sell or finance properties and we wholesale properties. We probably wholesale more than we sell or finance right now, just because I've done a lot of seller finance in the past and a lot of fix and flips in the past, and we're kind of just, it just seems like all of our stuff is selling. And but what we're doing is taking the money that we make wholesaling and putting that money into buying properties to seller finance.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if the property takes a little bit longer to sell or it doesn't sell, we can always seller finance that property. So I hope that helped.
Yeah.
Cool. Anybody else have a question? Well, guys, I appreciate you being on tonight. You guys had some great questions. I hope you really got a lot out of this. If you do ever need anything or have any more questions in between these times, please just shoot me an email to larry@larrygoins.com, or you can call the office at 803-831-0056. Just hit zero and tell them you are an Inner Circle student and that you would like to speak with me, and I'll put you right through if I'm in the office. If not, I'll make sure and call you right back as soon as I can. But I appreciate your business and look forward to working with you and hearing your success stories. And I hope you guys got a lot out of this call tonight.
Thank you.
So thanks a lot for listening, everybody. I hope you guys have a great night.
You too.
You too.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.